This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I am joined down the line via the power of the internet by author and illustrator Matty Long. Hey Matty, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no worries. You have a brand new book out in your Super Happy Magic Forest series. It's Super Happy Magic Forest and the Portals of Panic. It's such a big, fun book. You must have had a lot of fun writing it, right?
Yes, yeah. Portals has got a lot crammed into it. I'd say I had a lot of ideas for this one. What made it so fun was probably the location. The first book, Humongous Fungus, was localized entirely within the Happy Forest, but the heroes actually got to leave on a quest on this one, and they have to travel to Wizard City. So that immediately opened up a kind of a really good theme to have a lot of fun with, a lot of variety in drawing and the sort of characters I could do. There was a lot to play with there. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I was going to ask you how long it took to draw the map of the Wizard City.
You know, that wasn't actually so bad. What I like about that one is that I did it to save a bit of time. I did it in the style of someone else. Like in the book, it's as if it's been drawn by a cartographer. So yes. I thought, okay, if I embed it in the book and I have it as if that double page spread, as if you're actually looking at the guidebook that the map appears in the book, then I can get away with drawing a lot looser than I usually draw, and colouring it a lot looser as well. So I went for these kind of brushstroke effects, and but it's a really cool double page.
Oh man, I love a book with a good map in. So I should say as well, you've got the whole gang going on this big adventure as well. Can you explain who is going on this kind of big, big epic with us?
Yes, right. So it's the usual faces, which for anyone that isn't familiar with the Happy Forest books, is Hoofius the Fawn, Herbert the Gnome, Blossom the Unicorn, Twinkle the Fairy, and Trevor the Mushroom. Apart from on this quest, we've also added another character in there, Gnome Delph, who's also a gnome, goes with them to Wizard City as well. He's kind of thrown in there by the Super Happy, the Council of Happiness, as he has a bit of knowledge. He seems to have a bit of knowledge about Wizard City, and they think he'll be useful in helping the heroes on the quest. So it was cool to shake things. Shake things up a bit, have someone else join them on the quest. But I didn't thank myself later for including Gnome Delph because he's very awkward to draw. he's kind of very tall. He carries a broom. His beard is really long as well. So fitting him into the pages was really difficult. So yeah, I was cursing that decision at some points along the line. But yeah, it's a group of... Well, I say it's a group of six. It's technically a group of seven. The reason they're going to Wizard City is to find out why a creature has appeared from a portal in the Super Happy Magic Forest. So they take the creature with them as well. So it's a travelling party of seven in this one.
Yeah, because if our listeners haven't read your books before, these are really fun books because not only, obviously, is it like a chapter series of books, you've also included pictures on every page, and all of the pictures are so exciting and kind of add even more to the story, I would say. And also you've packed in like a lot of funny little clever jokes as well, which is pretty cool. Do you have a particular favourite character to draw, though? Is there one of them that you kind of like the most?
I like drawing Trevor because he takes the best part of 15 seconds to draw. My usual go-to is probably Blossom. Blossom I've got down very well, I think. Probably one of the trickiest to draw originally when I first started working on the series. But Blossom's also a very popular character that kids request when I sign books. I always try and do a doodle drawing. And Blossom is very popular to draw, so I've kind of got that one down now, really.
Yeah, to be honest, if I was to ask you for a picture, it would also be of Blossom, because Blossom was my favourite.
Yeah, yeah.
I would definitely get a unicorn, for sure.
It's never Hoofius.
Oh, poor Hoofius, I know. I mean, I thought he'd be the most tricky one to draw, to be honest.
He is.
He's kind of, if our listeners don't know, he's a fawn. He's a fawn, isn't he?
Yeah. So half bottom half of a goat, but he's got horns. Half human, half goat, but with pointy ears and horns. A lot of pointy bits on the Hoofius. But I think the kind of I guess the naked upper torso is what makes him kind of tricky to draw, because you can't hide behind the shaping of clothing or whatever other items they might have. Hoofius doesn't carry anything.
And you also, there's a big baking competition that they are, there's a bit of a time limit on this whole situation as well, right?
When they get to Wizard City, it turns out that they've arrived just before a huge baking competition. The portals and the creatures coming out of the portals are kind of linked to this baking competition in a way, without wanting to give too much away. But yeah, there has to be a kind of a time limit, I guess, on things to give a sense of urgency. And a lot of what the heroes do in this book is going to Wizard City and trying to uncover why these portals are appearing, and then kind of stepping on an even kind of bigger sort of conspiracy. And yeah, that's probably all I can say about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't want to ruin the story. I did have one big question here. When they get to the Wizard World, you've got Timothy Two Hats, you've got Frederick Four Hats. I wondered what your name would be if you were there.
So the wizards wear hats depending on the number of, like, I think schools of magic they've mastered. So what would I be? I don't think I would have mastered many schools. I'm not very academically minded, I wouldn't say. So I probably would just be the cartographer that did the map. Grand cartographer Matthias, as we say in the book. So not Wizard Council material.
Oh man, you've taken yourself out of the Wizard Council in your own series of books.
I'm modest like that, I guess.
Well, you see,
I know my limits.
I am the opposite, because I was like, if I was there, I think I'd be called Bex Billion Hats, so I'm clearly
different. That could have worked. I don't think you would have fit on the page very well, Bex.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I know. It's a lot of hats to draw.
Oh, well, it is a lot of hats, and also a lot of bluster from me, assuming I would ever get to a state of billion hats in the Wizard World. Also, for every author who comes on Fun Kids, we do a little quickfire round of questions, and I wondered whether we could do that with you right now, if that's okay.
Far away. Let's go.
Okay. Books or Kindles?
Can I say audiobooks?
Oh, yes, you can. No one's ever said that.
Not a very quickfire answer here, but I like audiobooks a lot because I can actually consume them while I draw and while I colour. I can't do it while I'm trying to think up ideas, because that's a completely different side of the brain. It doesn't work. But if I'm drawing and colouring, I can consume audiobooks really well. So, yeah.
Heroes or villains?
I'd have to say villains. Without villains, you can't really have heroes, I don't think. I love coming up with ideas for villains as well.
Okay. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
TV.
Ketchup or video games?
Those are my two favourite things.
I know.
Have you been on the bio on my website?
Sure, I have.
That is a cruel... that's so cruel. video games.
Okay. Look, don't anybody ever say I don't do my research. Writing or reading?
Writing, I guess.
Hogwarts or Narnia?
It's got to be Narnia, I think.
Okay, I was very... I wasn't sure whether you knew the answer yourself there. Laptop or write by hand?
I do everything on a laptop.
Bookshop visit or school tour?
School tour.
Okay. Unicorns or gnomes?
Gnomes.
Do you write 9 to 5 or when you fancy?
When I fancy.
Drawing or writing?
Drawing.
Paddington Bear or Winnie the Pooh?
Winnie the Pooh. I've never been big on Paddington.
I feel like this is getting more and more tense as we go along.
I know, yeah.
the final one is this. Salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Salt and vinegar.
Yes!
always salt and vinegar. Cheese and onion, though, is a lovely diversion now and again.
a lovely diversion! That's a great phrase.
Yeah, just a bit more savoury. I love salt and vinegar. Oh, yeah.
Good. You could literally say anything you want for any of the other questions, but that is the main one I judge you on. And you've passed my test, so well done.
Oh, amazing.
That was awesome. Matty, thank you so much for playing along with my ridiculous quiz. We should say Super Happy Magic Forest and the Portals of Panic is out right now, and everybody should go and grab it, right?
Yeah, what can I say? It took a long time. I'm really happy with it. There's loads of stuff going on with it. Lots of drawings, lots of jokes, and I guess lots of words as well. And it's kind of got a monstrous kind of theme to this one. So for this time of year, it's perfect, I'd hope.
Awesome stuff. Matty, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.